This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
This is the place you want to be while you're working, while you're relaxing, while you're doing whatever, to just listen to Radio Law Talk. I have a lot of people, they listen to us all the time. Construction workers, believe it or not, listen to us. And they have it on. Instead of like, you go by a construction site, they get the loud music going. There's a number of them that I know, not necessarily even friends, but kind of just that are just general acquaintances. In the construction site, Radio Law Talk's cranked up. You know, on whatever day it is, they're cranking Radio Law Talk. So if you want to listen to us, you can go to our website anytime during the week and listen to us with our podcasts. Go to www.radiolawtalk.com. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. We are not giving you opinions. And I have some wonderful people that email us at info@radiolawtalk.com and ask questions. And I appreciate those questions. But, you know, we can't give legal advice over the phone. I mean, you know what, you could generally talk about it, but a lot of times you're asking specifics about areas that we don't know a lot about. So, but thank you. Keep emailing us, but on our website it shows different lawyers that are in different areas of law in different states that maybe you can call them. Not plug in the site, but that's how you can do it. So that's important. Remember that. But again, it's important to remember what? The best time to use Radio Law Talk about legal topics is around the Christmas dinner table or Hanukkah or whatever you have, or Thanksgiving or
the water cooler.
Fourth of July is coming up. When you're at your next Fourth of July party, so you look smart and cool, remind them, make sure everybody's about half drunk though, okay? Make sure they're a little bit tipsy, that you know a lot about the law because you listen to Radio Law Talk.
So when somebody says, "Well, you know, they did a study back in 1940. They said that the court's going to take this on up here." And you want to go, "Well, who's they?" Well, you know, it's they, the infamous they. Well, I'm telling you here, I got a Radio Law Talk, and Radio Law Talk says that right. is all a bunch of garbage.
You're going to trump the they.
That's right.
So that's what we want to do, trump the they. So anyway, that's what you can use us for, but don't use us to go. Your Honor, yes, according to Todd Cunin at Radio Law Talk, the following applies. Oh, sure. Would you like to quote that? What was the date of that show? Okay, yes. Yes, I'll take that under submission and review that and put it in my papers later about what my ruling is going to be. Don't do that one. So anyway, we're having a good time here. We're going to talk about some interesting things. We're going to talk about kind of a Florida Gator football star is charged with the murder of his wife. I hate to be so negative, but there's these interesting legal topics that we talk about. We got some NBA head coaches being sued for, sexual assault, or at least allegedly sexual assault. We've got Kevin Hart being sued by supposedly one of his bodyguards harming an individual. We're going to talk about that. We've got a lot of other things to go through. But the most important thing we do during this hour is do case or no case, which is a time where Cal tells us about a case, and it's either a true case or it's a fake case. We got to determine it as lawyers, whether or not he's tricking us, and we got to determine the outcome. And it's a game. If you want to play along, you can tweet in. You can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. You don't even have to be on the air. So we're going to roll case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
All right. Well, today I take you to the second city, Chicago, Illinois. The Cubs at one time, you might recall, had an employee by the name of Mark Guthrie. You might remember him. He was a pretty successful pitcher, and he made a fair amount of change. The Cubs paid him in the year 2004. I mean, after all, he had a contract. But very soon thereafter, the Chicago Cubs parent company realized they had a problem. And they said they wanted their $300,000 monthly paycheck from Mark Guthrie back. Mark Guthrie said, I don't think so. And so the scuffle was on. Everybody was consulting lawyers and paperwork started flying back and forth. And so I ask you, and I started with you, Fred, last time, and I'm going, I'm going to have to start.
You started with me.
Okay, so I'll start with, okay, let's go with Fred. I ask you, Fred, case or no case, and if it is a case, what is the outcome?
Okay, Mark Guthrie, I was reading something else, so I missed the very first part. Mark Guthrie was who?
For the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah, I know that. Okay, I got that.
A pitcher for the Chicago Cubs. Right. And the Cubs gave Mark Guthrie a check for $300,000, his monthly pay.
Right.
And then they said they wanted that check back. And Mark Guthrie said, I don't think so.
Yeah, so another one of those don't have very many facts. But here's the answer to that. The answer is those contract goes to the contract. And the first thing is that a case? It is definitely a situation, but whether it's a case, I got to determine. under the contracts, these NFL contracts, these MLB contracts, you know, NBA contracts, a lot of them are not guaranteed payments for monies. And they probably accidentally sent it to him, and he wasn't supposed to receive it. So the answer is, this is a true scenario, but not a case.
Okay. Mr. Kunin, what say you?
Can I ask a question?
I don't have to answer it, so yes, go ahead.
So the question that I want to ask is, at the time that Mr. Guthrie was receiving, was it one or multiple $300,000
checks? That's his monthly paycheck.
At the time he was receiving these $300,000 paychecks, two questions. One, was he still an active baseball player?
Yes.
Okay. Two, was it during the season?
Yes.
Or during the off season?
Season.
During the season. Active player during the season.
Correct.
And three, was he with the big club or was he in the minors?
Show.
He was in the big show. All right. I'm going to say that this is a case. I'm going to say that pursuant to the collective bargain, so it's a case, but it doesn't get filed in a state court or before the EEOC.
Wait a minute.
It's a case, but it's handled via the arbitration clauses in Major League Baseball. So it's a case, but it's a case about his pay, and he's a player, and it's handled pursuant to the arbitration clause. And so I think that clearly, if he's not giving it back, the team wants their money, so they take him to arbitration to get it back. And I am going to say that the player wins. He gets to keep the $300,000. He's not entitled to future payments, but if they paid him, they paid him, and he gets to keep it.
Okay. Denise, what say you? Case or no case? And if so, the outcome, if you please.
All right. I believe that these contracts are front-loaded, that they get a big, huge payment to sign on,
a signing bonus, yeah.
And that part of that sign-on bonus also contemplates some monthly payments at a certain point. And I believe that it is a case, and I believe that the player loses because they paid up on the sign-on bonus and paid things up front, and then they started paying on a monthly basis before they were supposed to start paying on a monthly basis. Hmm. So he loses.
That is, your answers are all so fascinating, and you have overlooked such an obvious component in all of this. And
don't tell us, though. I don't want to know.
I'm not going to.
Can I ask one more question, then?
We've got about a minute left.
Was he still playing for the Cubs?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Yes. He asked that.
Well, no, he might be in the show, but he might be for another team. Might have gotten traded.
So Mark Guthrie was still playing for the Cubs.
Okay.
All I got to say is, it's not fair. They kept got to ask questions and cross-examine while you...
You can ask questions.
I'm a little whiner. You know, I'm kind of... not a case. And then you said it's a case, Todd.
I said it's a case, pitcher wins.
And then I said it's a case, pitcher loses.
All right, we're going to be back after this, and Cal's going to tell us about the Guthrie pitcher 300 grand situation.
Hey, call us at 855-529-7234 or tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk very soon.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to ProLawFirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to ProLawFirms.com. That's ProLawFirms.com.
ProLawFirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See that one.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Who is the winner, Cal? Who's the winner?
You guys, you don't disappoint me, but every once in a while I think I finally managed to come up with a scenario that you have not thought through all of the possibilities. And this is one of them. I'm going to tell you that, let's just get this all out of the way. Those of you who say this was a case, may I see?
Well, a scenario.
So that would be all of you.
Yeah.
All right.
No case, nothing occurred.
For those of you who say that the player wins, may I see by a show of hands? For those of you who say that the Chicago Cubs win, a show of hands, Denise.
Whoa. So I lose no matter what. That's
yeah, now here's the problem.
Yeah. Okay.
Here's what you were not able to think of, and it's my fault specifically because I gave you enough cryptic information to maybe allow you to figure it out, but not really. Cubs win, Cubs win. You see, the Cubs were then owned by the Chicago Tribune, who also owned radio station WGN, which stands for World's Greatest Newspaper. You all know that. Everybody in the broadcast business knows that. A humble moniker. And the newspaper has paper carriers, newspaper delivery people. A careless member of the corporate payroll department sent Mark Guthrie, the paper delivery person, the check for Mark Guthrie, the baseball pitcher.
Got his $300,000.
Exactly right. And the paper carrier did not want to send the money back. He said, "You paid me, I'm keeping it." And the Cubs said, "I don't think so." So they went to court. The Cubs prevailed. They kept a good relief pitcher, but apparently lost a good paper porch pitcher.
And porch pitcher. Put that on our thing.
Yeah,
let me get this straight.
Hey, paper porch pitcher.
Yeah. When I asked if Mark Guthrie was a player, you said yes.
Yeah. A paper porch pitcher and a baseball pitcher, both. There were two Mark Guthries.
I know, but I would have thought it was implied that when I was saying Mark Guthrie, the recipient of the $300,000.
You didn't say that.
Oh, okay, all right.
He was being cryptic.
Of course he was being cryptic.
Cal outsmarted the lawyers.
I was just...
Not me.
So from now on, I got to ask, because I think the question is, had they been paying Mark Guthrie, the player, $300,000, if that was more, I don't know if under the collective bargaining agreement they'd get it back.
I'm telling you, I'm representing as a plaintiff's lawyer, I'm going to represent the paper thrower.
Yes, I do.
The paper thrower, I would hope and pray, is 13 years old. And I'm going to drag that little paper guy into court, and Guthrie and the Cubs, and I'm going to have the jury look this little boy in the eyes and say, "You don't deserve that $300 because you only throw papers and he throws baseball."
But of course, he didn't deserve the money, but still.
But that's okay. I'm not saying I'm bringing any fraud up. I'm just saying, look, who does the jury going to like?
Can you imagine that brief moment when that check is opened up at that individual's home and he goes, $300,000.
Now I got to get to the bank.
No, it's called bonus. He writes in the little bottom in the corner, bonus.
I better run this down to the Bank of Chicago right away. It's a true story. It didn't last. Made a little riffle in the Chicago newspapers. And I don't know if the guy left the newspaper or not, but for a brief moment, he was a well-paid paper carrier.
Yeah. Nice.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Case or No Case.
That's awesome.
Have another one next time, so stay tuned. Yeah.
The cat was out of the bag when the paper carrier drives up to work the next morning, you know, in a Bentley or Ferrari. He drives up. "What are you doing?" "Mrs. Jones over on Elm Street left me a pretty good tip this month."
Well, especially it's going to throw him off when he's 13 driving the Ferrari.
I got my chauffeur Jeeves over there.
I believe this was an adult paper carrier, but I am not sure.
Oh, let's make it not an adult one. Just to make you feel good.
That makes it funner.
I remember as a kid, and I tell you, you don't know my age, in the 60s, I remember delivering papers as a kid.
If I got a 25-cent tip when I was collecting, I was a happy guy.
I remember riding my bike around the neighborhood and throwing them, and it's at 3:30. It was scary to me. To me, as a little boy, it was scary to ride my bike. It was dark. Don't forget, it was still dark. And you're cruising around the neighborhood. It's just the interesting people you see, you know, when you're cruising around as a paper boy parked at 3 a.m. in the morning, you know. So anyway, that
I don't think they do it that way anymore. Everyone up in our area is all adults because of the liability.
Yes. Well, you know what? There's another thing we wanted to talk about that was very interesting. Sad again, but an Arizona teacher is having accused of having relationship with a 13-year-old boy, has now pled guilty, and we'll see what her sentence is. And what's interesting about this and bizarre, Denise, is he was, what, 13 years old. She's 26 and married.
She's 27. She is now, but she's 27 at the time.
Yeah, but quite, you know, she's a quite attractive gal. And the interesting thing about it is kind of the scenario. What was happening, it was happening during school in the classroom. And the important part that it is almost funny, but it's not, is, hey Jimmy, can you watch out for me? I got something going on here. They actually had another 13-year-old boy as their watch, you know,
their
guard.
Their lookout.
Can you tell me who you, if I'm the lookout, and they walk up to me when I was in eighth grade and said, Fred, can you look out for me, blah, 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 something like this? I'm going to go, wait a minute.
This wasn't, she was a sixth grade teacher. The kid was 13 years old. It's really not funny, and it's really
it's not
something we should make fun about. She is facing between 13 and 30 years.
We can make fun of her being a dope.
No, I'm not making fun of the kid, but I'm just saying, I'm just putting myself back as an eighth grader. As an eighth grader, are you not saying to yourself...
He was sixth grader.
No, she taught
sixth grade. I don't think he was one of her students.
She taught sixth grade, but he was... No, he was 14, 13 or 14.
He was 13.
And that's not sixth grade.
That's not sixth grade.
Okay.
That's not sixth grade. But my point is... No, what's your job? Your job is to be the lookout. I mean, what?
Come on, man.
What's going on with the lookout? Well, anyway, we'll come back and talk briefly about it. We're not going to spend a lot of time. It is sad, but I'm sorry. I just put myself back to my eighth grade days and what type of kid I was when I was in eighth grade. So we'll be back. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the next Florida Gator star is charged with murdering his wife. Allegations again. We'll be right back.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband tried to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is out with a warning about the future of our nation's economy.
The president took to Twitter on Saturday and said the Trump economy is setting records and has a long way up to go. However, if anyone but me takes over in 2020, I know the competition well, there will be a market crash the likes of which no one has seen before. The Hong Kong government is suspending consideration of a controversial extradition bill that would have allowed those charged with crimes in Hong Kong to be extradited to mainland China for trial.
We are suspending the legislative work in order to allow more time for communications, explanation, listening of opinions, and then decide on the way forward.
Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam speaking on Saturday. The decision follows a day of intense protests in the city, and the St. Louis Blues are celebrating their Stanley Cup victory with a parade in downtown St. Louis on Saturday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment. An early termination fee at Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
To get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So we're talking about this Arizona teacher that was accused of having sex with a 13-year-old. But what we want to get into...
Well, she pled guilty to it.
She pled guilty, but the interesting part of it, Denise, is how did they find this out? And this is why we're very careful in what we say and how we, you know, what stuff we want to bring up. But the interesting thing is how the parents found out.
Well, I think, first of all, the student himself did not report it. And secondly, the students that... was the lookout for one time, he also did not report it. But the parents began monitoring their child's phone with an application that somehow was monitoring either conversations or monitoring where the child is or something to that effect. We don't know exactly what the application or the phone app was, but that's how they found out. And what his parents said, they said that this married 28-year-old teacher was a monster who should spend the rest of her life in prison. And under Arizona law, if the victim of a sex crime is under the age of 15, then it is recommended that they may get life in prison, but it is more likely they're going to spend at least 35 years in prison for having a victim of that age.
You know, just a couple of things for parents out there. You got to understand that kids, and you know, I've got kids, and but in this age range, I got a son who's 13 years old right now, and kids aren't using. If they got an Apple and iPhone, they're not primarily using the iMessage to text their friends. They're downloading another app called Kick, which is a separate, it's a texting function. They use that. It's another level to keep parents away from seeing what they're texting. They'll text using the messaging functions on Snapchat, and if they send video messages, those go away and they're not retrievable. But, I mean, you can almost see in a situation like life where their mood starts to change, the hormones are going, and that's when people start to really, you know, change their personalities. And if the parents notice something, that may have been what tipped them off to look at his phone, to study a little bit more, to see what's going on. But he didn't come forward. I think it's interesting. I was reading on Twitter, one person, because she was charged with the act. She was also charged with an attempt of the act and with committing an act in
public. She pled to those.
In public. She pled to those. Mm-hmm. And somebody was saying, attempt? What are you talking about? Well, factually speaking, she had asked some inappropriate questions of the kid that was standing lookout, okay? And I would be pretty certain if the charge that she pled to for the act was with the kid that she engaged in the acts with, but the attempt was with regard to the other kid. And all you need for an attempt is you got your elements, but taking an effort, taking substantial steps to engage in that, and by asking him certain questions about his genitalia, which she did, I think it's pretty easy for the prosecutor to look at it and would be easy to show a jury, well, she did this with this guy, and then she started asking this person that question, and maybe they had text messages also going back and forth, but she was grooming him to do that. So you get the attempt, and because it took place in a car, that would be your public act. So,
I just wanted to make the point that there are over, I just was reading a Daily Mail story, there was 170-some cases like this in the United States in 1 year of female teachers going after underage male sexual victims. Your kids live in a highly sexually charged environment. Their cell phones don't stop that. They aid it and abet it.
Yeah.
So if you're a parent that's concerned about that, then please find a way about watching what's going on in your kids' cell phones. I mean, that's really what this story tells me anyway.
And it tells me that your kids are not safe at school, and
not just
because of violence in school, but also because of perpetrators.
And they have no judgment. They have no judgment. A teacher comes after them sexually, and one of them goes, oh, sure.
Well, hey, let's cut, I mean, yeah, let them cut to the chase. Let's, yeah, let the elephant in the room is a young boy, you know, that it's like, how many young boys have had crushes on their teachers?
Many.
They do. Or young gals have crushes on their teachers. And as a teacher, you got to be careful of that.
Because they look up to you.
That's right.
And then they put trust in you and confidence in you.
Position of authority.
That's
just
right.
Like the highway patrolman with the gun. A person in a position of authority.
Right. You know, I may come off sounding old-fashioned or like a prude saying this, but the other thing that this speaks to me on is, you know, people have been wondering what the effect of instant ability to view the internet and view anything and the sexual revolution that really, I mean, started in the 70s with Playboy and Hefner, but it really started to take off once the internet came around in the 90s and the 2000s and all these different things were accessible. And the question was, how is this going to affect people long term when the kids who see this become adults? And now you see more adults in their 20s who were teenagers when all of this was coming about, and you see this activity that they're engaging in, that we know instances of this happening in the past, but it just seems like there's more of it now. And I'm wondering what effect, the cause and effect about what they saw when they were kids and now they're adults, it's affecting their behavior.
Is it more of it, or is it just brought out more now?
I think it's
brought out more, because when I grew up in the 60s and the 70s, I don't know everything, but it happened then too, but I think it's brought out in this new internet age and cell phones and all that stuff.
And I would like to say this: I think it was brought out first with females and them being victims, and the males it was kind of like, oh, lucky guy or something like that, and they don't really realize that there is a long term impact to children of both sexes and both genders of having this kind of victimization, and they do become a victim. And so I'm just thinking that now we're taking it more seriously. We're not just saying, oh, he was a lucky guy, and treating this 13-year-old as if he's an adult that made a decision and a consent. And I think finally we're taking it seriously.
Well, I think, Fred, there may have been a lot of that going on, but no teacher sent a kid a picture of their chest,
true.
You know, in the 60s and 70s or 80s when you and I were going to school. It's that it's much more accessible, and many more females are involved in this. It's going both ways now.
Yeah.
It used to be the softball coach and a female player. Now, and I your show every day, and I check for these kinds of stories every day because I just think it shows a breakdown here of some sort.
Yeah.
And there's as many, if not more, females on males than the other way around.
One of the most popular searches on internet pornography is the teacher-student fantasy. That is one of the most popular searches out there. A student who gets held after class by their teacher. It's something that the public is looking for, and it's, you know, not me, obviously, but it's out there. And
right,
so yeah,
right.
it's an issue.
I would say let's move on. Let's talk about Luke Walton.
Tell me about it.
Luke Walton is a Sacramento Kings coach. He was just hired, but he previously was involved in two other basketball enterprises.
Right.
And while he was involved with the first enterprise, there's a court reporter, not a court reporter, a reporter.
Well, he was with the Lakers. And then he was assistant coach
with the Golden State Warriors.
She was a sports reporter who made the claim, right?
Yeah, she's a sports reporter, and she has alleged and actually now filed a lawsuit against him, and she has left it open whether she's going to add more defendants, but she claims that he not only sexually assaulted her, but also went on to sexually harass her continuously.
In 2014, she's claiming in a hotel room, apparently she wrote a book,
yes,
and this book had like what's called a foreword. If you know what a foreword is, it's kind of a little discussion, and I guess Luke Walton was part of that, in that foreword, or helped write it. I don't know the details of it. So she brings the book to him and says, it's done, I want you to see it, let's take a look. And apparently he invites her up to the allegations. Again, allegations, everybody, because in today's world, this is what I don't like as an attorney. I think people have their rights, is anyone can allege anything. But the allegations are that he sexually assaulted her when they got together in the room. I mean, she doesn't claim that he actually,
he pinned her on the bed and did some stuff like that,
but nothing.
Allegedly.
Yeah, nothing. She was able to stop it and get away, and he finally backed off, you know. So
the biggest problem, I know we're running out of time, the biggest problem I think she's going to have here is timing, because she says that this happened while he was an assistant coach with the Lakers. After that, he signed on, was the head coach or assistant coach for the Warriors. He became the head coach of the Lakers for 3 years, and during that period of time said nothing, and she didn't make the allegation until after he left L.A.
Right.
That time is going to be it. Problematic.
Yeah, the other thing is there is no criminal allegation. It's no
That's
criminal
right.
case. This is a civil case. So we're going to find out what's going on with that. We're going to talk about Kevin Hart being sued for a woman alleging she was assaulted by one of his bodyguards. We'll be right back after this.
Lots more Radio Law Talk is coming up right here. Don't go away.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rosbach.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Yeah, it is real life. We're back at Radio Law Talk talking about Kevin Hart being sued for assault. Apparently he was in New York. This is according to TMZ. That they've obtained some documents that all he was doing is he was coming out of a hotel. And as he was coming out of this hotel in New York, apparently there's people, you know, I know who he is, but I didn't realize he's so popular. People are kind of going crazy trying to get to him. But as he came bustling out of the hotel, there's people coming after him. He was screening a movie, and apparently this lady alleges that she was knocked down, pushed down by his bodyguards and or someone else through the bodyguard pushing, we're not quite sure, and that she had severe fractures or injuries to her face. And now they're bringing a lawsuit against Hart, his production company, and SAG. by the way, which is interesting. But for assault and battery, and they haven't put the money down. But my point on this is some things we just want to talk about, not in detail, but just say, hey, this is starting out. I'm sure we'll be following through with this. This is a case that's going to be in the news for a while.
And the only reason, I mean, look, there are a lot of defendants. This is a list of the defendants currently named in this lawsuit. Kevin Hart, Heartbeat Productions, Interpol Private Security, the Screen Actors Guild of America, Gladden Properties, and then this is common, and Fred, maybe you can talk to this, John Doe. And they'll allege John Doe because they want to leave it open to maybe add somebody else. Or there's somebody there we don't know, but once we find the identity, we'll throw them in.
Yeah, let me tell you something interesting that people don't realize. They always say, you personal injury lawyers, you're scumbags, you sue everybody. What you have to understand as a lawyer, when you're suing, if you forget to add someone in, sometimes you can add them in, sometimes you cannot if you had knowledge of them. So lawyers have to just pretty much lay everybody out. You know, just add everybody in that may have the opportunity or may have caused injury to this person. And then the does 1 through 30 you put, does 1 through 30, you'll see that a lot, means any additional people you can add later. And that's what they say, well, why don't you just add them later under a doe? You can if you didn't, this is the general law, if you had no knowledge of them.
Yeah, but as you're going through the discovery process, maybe they're going to find out that this particular security guard was a contract employee, independent contract employee for a different entity, maybe for the place where Kevin was exiting, for example. So that would be a very typical scenario where you'd add then the John Doe, the person who contracted that employee.
So this is why they're suing each person. You've got SAG-AFTRA's. Why are they suing the Screen Actors Guild? Well, Hart was there attending the screening of a movie. It was just opening, and SAG was putting it on, and so they're saying, you were negligent, not providing enough security, and I got hurt when this stuff. You should have known that people were going to be rushing around Kevin Hart. The same thing for Gladden, which was the premises area. Interpol is the security company that the security guard worked for, negligent in that. Heartbeat was the production company of the film that was being screened. It's your fault because you were doing this. And then you get to Kevin Hart because, well, you're the one that hired the security guard and poop flows uphill. So,
right. And so what's interesting about that, as a plaintiff's lawyer, you have to add as many people as you can because you don't know who you're missing out. And you're right, you can add more people under DOE.
Right, and then somebody, one of the defendants then, can also make a claim or cross-claim against the other defendants, or they can do a cross-claim against the plaintiff, saying that you're the one that was negligent because, you know, you were in the way at the time, or you knew that there was going to be big crowds and you pushed your luck, or whatever they're going to say. So this is going to be one to watch.
And there are defenses, though, Denise, that, you know, again, in New York, I don't practice in New York, but every state's different. But generally, every state's going to have some rules that the defendant can show that the other person helped cause this accident or was in the way, like you said, Denise, where they knew they were going to get knocked over, or et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, yeah, go ahead. You had another
question. So the question I've got is, on the complaint it says it's a verified complaint versus I've heard of verified complaints and unverified. What's the significance of a verified complaint?
That means it's sworn under penalty of perjury of the state that laws that the suit is brought in. And that means that the factual allegations in there arise to the level of testimony, and like almost like it's like a declaration or an affidavit, if you will. So a verified complaint is much stronger type of a complaint because the person signing that complaint is verifying the facts contained therein based upon personal knowledge.
Now, for example, in California, in state court, does it have to be a verified complaint? In federal court, I believe it does.
No.
It depends on what it is.
Okay.
It's my understanding. I thought that if you're alleging sexual type nature under civil, that it does have to be a verified complaint, especially when it's a long time. It happened a long time ago.
Yeah, man.
Right?
My partners have done those, but I don't.
So I could see a plaintiff's attorney going, well, hold on a second here. How do I make an allegation that I'm pretty certain is true, but it's not I don't know. That's what I want to get discovery for. And if I verify it and say it's true, you know, I perjury. And I think that's why, isn't that why we end up seeing the language, for example, on information and belief
right.
at all times mentioned here in blah, blah. So then they could say, well, yeah, it was on information and belief. I didn't say it was there. I thought it might have been there, but I'm covered.
But usually when you say upon information and belief, you have to state the where did you derive that belief from or that information from. So usually you say upon information and belief based upon testimony of this person, you know, that's where I got my information and belief.
And so when somebody responds to that complaint, so if somebody files, plaintiff's attorney files it, defendant responds to it, isn't it that you've got to file a response that answers each individual allegation as opposed to just generally saying we deny everything in the complaint? Because now you have to respond to each one that could be a separate allegation made under the penalty of perjury.
That's my understanding as well.
So we're going to follow through with this. This will be an interesting one to follow. I'm sure it's going to be coming up in the courts later. But the ex-Florida Gator star, a guy by the name of Tony Joyner, he was a cornerback for the Miami Hurricanes. And actually, I didn't realize this guy, he was part of the...
It's the Florida Gators.
The Florida Gators.
Yes.
And he was part of that championship team that won the national championship.
Was under Urban Meyer.
Yes, yes. In 2004 to 2007, he was a team captain. And apparently, he's been married to this gal about 4 years. And apparently, she was found dead on Valentine's Day, 2016. There had been a few prior incidences where they had some domestic violence. And
he was the perpetrator.
And he was the perpetrator. And so they've just arrested him. So it's allegations right now.
That's right. But they had two kids. Now, prior to the arrest, the deceased woman's mother had actually gotten legal custody of the children. So
she got guardianship
of the children. So even though he hadn't been charged at that time, he didn't have the guardianship of the kids was the deceased's mother. And so we'll see how that goes. Just want to point out and make sure that everyone knows this did not happen. It's not alleged this to have happened while he was a player at Florida State. Florida State had a lot of stuff going on, but this wasn't one of them. This happened long after his Florida State
And it happened
career.
3 to 4 years ago. So
yes.
This is a late charge. It actually happened in 2016.
Well, here's the incident I'm going to ask you, Denise, in general. So we brought up the issue of... what were we talking about? We were talking about something I was going to ask Denise about
domestic violence?
Domestic violence, something about that. You know what? I'm getting old. I can't remember. That's why I was raised.
Well, or guardianship.
The guardianship. That's what I want to ask you. So why is it that the mom was still alive at the time, but that she received guardianship, the mother did, of the children?
No. Maternal grandmother received guardianship after mother was killed.
Okay. That's what
So what happened
out.
Is that there was suspicion that perhaps that Tony Joyner was involved in her death, in the mother's death, his wife's death. And so the maternal grandmother went in and showed to the court that it would be prejudicial or something like that for the children to be in the custody of their father.
Yes. She died in 2016. Maternal guardianship was granted in 2017.
Got
That's
it.
Been the status for the last 2 years.
Well,
exactly.
we'll be following that one also. Well, we appreciate you being here this whole hour with us. I know sometimes we're not the most exciting people, but we talk about some fun stuff. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Remember, that's it for this hour of Radio Law Talk. We're going to see you next time. And remember, all 3 hours are posted on RadioLawTalk.com every week if you want to hear it.
Thanks for turning on Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station or on RadioLawTalk.com.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's too exchange or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendolite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendolite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.